This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
What is something that roughly 30 years ago seemed far-fetched, but now is totally plausible? I thought about this over the weekend because we walked past a payphone on the weekend in Peel Street, and they're free now. They've got like signs all over them going, "Yeah, we're free." And I think like they've taken the phone off. That would make sense, wouldn't it? The coin thing they've taken out of it now as well, so you don't even have to put the coins in them anymore.
When they went free, that was like amazing for me.
And I said to my partner I was walking with, I went, if you said to young JB 10 years ago even, so it doesn't even have to go back 30 years ago, if you said to JB 10 years ago in 2013, in 10 years' time, payphones will be free and you can just walk up to them and use them, I would have gone, "Nah, get out of here. What are you smoking, man?" But guess what? Here we are. They're free.
Yes. Well, I thought of one.
Mm.
Flip touch phones.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
The Samsung flip touch phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But, I mean, 30 years ago, you wouldn't even think about really a touch phone that much, would you?
I remember,
not to mention flip ones.
I remember in, like, the mid-90s watching some tech show where they were like, "We've invented, like, portable televisions that you can watch TV on, like miniaturized TVs." And I was like, that is incredible. If you're on a Greyhound bus, which again, I don't even think run anymore, but if you're on
Greyhound buses,
not from Tamworth anymore.
Oh, are they doing Queensland?
Yeah. Well, you got far reached places to go to, like Roma.
Yeah.
So, you know, those towns would be crippled if it wasn't for the Greyhound buses keeping those towns alive. No offense to Roma. Love you. I was like, man, when I catch a Greyhound bus, I can watch TV on it. How amazing is that? I can watch, and not the crappy video that the bus driver puts on the communal television, my own TV. But now, like, our phone, they do it all. Our phones, that's another one. If you said 30 years ago that you'd have this device where you can ring people, watch TV on, listen to music, chat to people from another country, you'd go, "Get out of here. What are you smoking?" But we've got it now. It's crazy.
What have other people commented?
Other stuff. What have other people said? And you were saying before, like, work-wise.
Yeah. I don't think a journalist would be hired 30 years ago with a mullet and facial piercings. And visible tats. So here we are.
Yeah, that's true. That's like potentially maybe in radio.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
But television.
Yeah. Or
it's come a long way.
Yeah, even newspapers.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Used to be
yes,
quite conservative
very conservative.
Still.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very true. I mean, we've still got a long way to go.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
get me
for
wrong.
Sure,
but
for sure.
We're getting there. People, Grant, video calling. That's exactly right. Tyler, every single primary school teacher said, "You won't always have a calculator wherever
oh,
you
yeah.
go." Yeah.
But we do.
Yeah. Prove you wrong there. Lachlan flying cars. Well, I mean, we kind of don't have them anymore. Well, we never did. Sorry, anymore. Yeah. Do you remember that little fad we went through where we're all had flying cars for a couple of years?
Yeah,
that was good, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Flying cars. No, and I don't think we'll ever have flying cars. And of course, watches that you can call people on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like yeah. You saw that Inspector Gadget had one of them. And you went, that is the coolest thing ever.
Digital licenses is another one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, digital licenses.
Which Queensland doesn't have yet. So.
No, and I don't have one yet.
Yeah, anyway, I'm really keen to get one.
That's too far-fetched for me. So... Yeah, I just cut up my Blockbuster movie rental card and went to Netflix.
You're ridiculous.
During the pandemic, let
You're
alone
ridiculous.
A digital license. No. Yeah.
I just lose my license all the time, so I need a digital copy. It's ridiculous.
Give us some stuff. It doesn't even have to be 30 years ago, even like 20 or 10 years ago that we would have gone, nah. Again, what are you smoking? And now we go, yeah, actually, yeah, that's pretty good.
Normal.
Yeah,
pretty normal.
That's normal. Day-to-day yeah. stuff.
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
The weird week that was. These are the stories that don't even make it to Lena's desk when it comes to news. They land on mine and I shelfishly keep them to myself. Because, I mean, Lena's too... She's got higher standards than me when it comes to her news.
Only because it's in my contract.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. It's part of your infamous
job description. I'll lose my job if I put these in the bulletin.
Yeah, exactly. Researchers in Virginia have done some more research on mosquitoes. And some brands of soap, they now say, attract mosquitoes and some act as repellent.
Oh.
Coconut-scented ones in particular repel mosquitoes.
Oh, so we all need to go get some coconut.
Yeah, coconut-scented soap when mosquito season comes around, and it might keep them at bay, according to researchers in Virginia.
It also repels my mother, coconut, actually. So that could be really good, really helpful. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. There you go. Market that on some soap. Repels mosquitoes and Lena's mum. There you go. Taco Bell wants a U.S. patent and trademark office in the United States to cancel Taco John's. Never even heard of them. 34-year trademark. We've never heard of Taco John's, but we've heard of this. Taco Tuesday. Taco John owns the trademark for Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell, obviously a much larger chain than Taco John's. Want him to make it available. They've argued that it should be available to all who make, sell, eat, celebrate, and enjoy tacos.
Absolutely.
Sounds good enough to me. A New Jersey town was baffled when they found 500 pounds of what seemed to be cooked pasta in the woods. They found this because the water source of a nearby stream, the pH level of the water was affected. So when researchers then, when they went to investigate this, they found pounds and pounds and pounds of cooked pasta dumped in the river. So that we've learnt two things here. A, this is a really, really, really creepy, weird story. And secondly, uncooked pasta or cooked pasta affects the water's pH levels, which I don't think anyone's ever studied. They got to the bottom of it. It's quite tame. Like, it's not, I first thought some, you know, pasta-loving serial killer living in the woods. But no, a deceased homeowner, the son of a deceased homeowner, was clearing out the house and decided to just dump all the pasta in the river.
Why?
As you do.
Why? Why the river? Why not in the bin? Like a normal person.
I don't know.
But hey, he just led to a really cool science discovery.
Hey, look, that's why it is the weird week that was. How's this for inflation? The Washington Commanders NFL team got sold last week for $6.5 billion. It is the world record now for the highest sports team sale ever. That's a lot of cash.
That is.
$6.5 billion. You'd want to win a couple of games for that. So, for sure. And Neil Tennant, there's been so much chat about AI recently. And a lot of it seems to be negative. I mean, there's the positive ones from now and again, but seems to be mainly like art and photography and creative industries don't like AI. Neil Tennant from the Pet Shop Boys, you know them?
Yeah, I know the Pet Shop Boys.
He's spoken out and said that AI, he thinks, is a useful tool for musicians that can help them overcome writer's block or finish songs while in periods of creative stasis. He said that his daughter demonstrated the results of an AI chatbot when she asked it to write a song in the style of the Pet Shop Boys. And the answer of it, he actually whacked in a chorus for a song that he's been stuck since 2003. And he's made a song. Song that's been stuck there for 20 years in development hell. And it's now being created because of AI pumping out a chorus.
I suppose it should be used as a tool. I don't think it should be. I think AI maybe shouldn't be used as a sole tool, but a tool to help. That sounds pretty cool.
So there you go. I look forward to hearing the song. I don't know how well
imagine
it is.
Imagine if it's
Neil,
crap.
Yeah, Neil might like it. Us might have a different thought on it. We might be going, Neil, I think the original statement stands for AI. You shouldn't be using it, mate. That's terrible. It's horrible. But there you go. He's come out and spoken about it. That is the weird week That was...
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Hey, frustrating little things. 676-2299. Or on our Facebook page if you have any frustrations from during the week. This the usual chestnut of people who can't drive properly. We should just change this from frustrating little things to you know, what frustrates you with drivers.
Road rage.
Road rage. Yeah, that's it, exactly. Anita, drivers sprinting up the left lane near Hungry Jack's onto the bridge and pushing in when the lanes indicate that they're to give way to whoever is in the right lane. Also happens on the Jury Street after the lights heading towards Tominda. Yeah, no, that is frustrating. I'll give you that. And Vicky, I got caught with this a couple of weeks ago, and it was actually meant to be my frustrating little thing a couple of weeks back, but I totally forgot. So thank you, Vicky. The single lane exit facing Macca's at Northgate that backs up when someone's turning right. That is horrendous, because if you're turning right out of that Northgate, you aren't getting out of there.
Yeah.
There's so many cars that are indicating off that roundabout. There's cars coming down past Macca's. You don't just...
I've seen it play out, but I've never been stuck in it. Thank goodness. Touch wood.
It's making me angry just thinking about it. I tell you.
You were literally that emoji right there.
Guys, don't bother doing it. Like, I'm no traffic management guru, but can someone just put a no right turn sign on that? Because honestly, spend 30 seconds driving up, turn a left, drive up to the roundabout, go around that and back down. That is quicker than sitting there for 10 minutes waiting to get out of there while you've got a queue. It's like a coronation queue lined up through, weaving their way through the Northgate car park while this one car's just sitting there with the blinker, the right-hand blinker on, going...
I'm sorry, but do these people... If I'm in that position, I'm holding up a whole lane, I'll just go, okay, stuff it. I'm just going to go a different way. I'll go the long way. They just sit there. They just sit there. Okay. Yep. All right.
No. Don't care.
This should be, renamed backseat driver. Backseat driving with JB. Telling people how
Pretty
to drive.
Much. New segment. I'll write that up on the whiteboard. New segment. Done. We'll do both. My other frustrating little thing is businesses that only allow you to pay via direct debit from your bank account.
Mm.
They don't send out bills anymore, and they don't let you do BPAY or whatever like that. They, you know, they say, okay, it's direct debit. It's going to come out on XYZ date each month. And then, okay, that's cool. But then it never comes out on that
date.
We have
spoken about this. Haven't we spoken about this before?
Never comes out on that date.
I feel like this is a repeat session, repeat stories. No, I feel that though. You know what's frustrating, actually? Frustrating. My phone bill going up to match the,
the index. Gross. Primary index or whatever
it is. That's so wrong.
Consumer price index.
It's CPI. Gone up. Yeah. It's gone up. And I'm like, it was already expensive. It was the base plan. I get an email and I'm like, what the hell? This is a rort, man. Like, my pay hasn't gone up.
The set of things
like with
the
CPI.
Bree said, most companies allow this when you get the bill sent in the mail. You go to the post office and paying cash onto your bill. I have an elderly family member who does it this way. Thank you very much, Bree, for that. I've picked up on that. If you're a historical customer, they'll allow you to do that. It seems like if you're a new customer, most companies now direct debit or nothing. And too bad. We're not paying. We're not doing anything.
Then there's another little frustrating little thing coming off that is when you go to pick up your parcel and everyone's in line to pay their bills at the post office. That's frustrating. So I'm here to pick up my little cute dress, and then there's these people wanting to pay their bills.
But is anyone paying their bill at the post office anymore, though? Because they're not doing BPAY. Not allowed. It's all direct debit.
All the oldies.
But how can they? How can they do?
Like you said,
why are they allowed to do it and I can't?
Because you're young and you
nimble.
Can do direct debit.
No, but I don't want to do direct debit. I'm like a 70-year-old man in a 35-year-old's body. I just want to pay my bill at the post office.
Why?
That's because the direct debit never comes out on the date. They say the 3rd of May and it comes out on the 23rd of May.
Just change your budgeting a little bit. A budget for a little more spending and then boom, done. All right.
I'm going to go meditate in the corner now.
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Let's do the higher or lower game careers edition we're doing today. The Careers Expo is on at the moment at Trek. Now the kids are getting out there and, you know, having a look around and asking questions about what you can do when you leave school. So I thought that is a perfect opportunity for us to do the higher or lower game careers edition. You ready to go, Lena?
Never ready, but always ready.
Most boys say they most likely want to be this when they grow up. Is the higher answer professional athlete or a musician?
Oh, goodness.
What do you think? Professional athlete or musician? Neither of those I wanted to be when I grow up. I mean, I drummed when I was a kid, and I did, like, I drummed on cardboard boxes lying around the house, and then I actually did drum lessons, and as everyone knows here at work, I go through about 80 pens here in the studio each week from me drumming.
All you can hear is that, them. Through the entire studio, man.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what happens when you employ me. But I never wanted to do it as a career. I mean, if some great band came along, like if the Foo Fighters went, hey, JB, you want to be our drummer? I'll go, sure, no dramas. I'll do that. I'll leave radio and be your drummer. But actually going out and pursue it, no.
I'm going to go athlete.
Well done.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
62%
really?
Of boys.
Really? 62?
Yeah, so
that's
they want
high.
To be a professional athlete.
Ooh.
It's very high.
Very high.
Which workforce in Australia is bigger? Do we have a higher number of receptionists or accountants? Now, this comes off the Australian Bureau of Statistics census data for 2021.
Oh, gosh. I'm actually stumped. I don't know.
Which I think you read recently, didn't you? You sat down and was reading the census here at work not that long
ago. Not at careers. It was something totally different. you've stumped me on this one.
I never know what stuff you're reading in your office. Whenever we walk past your office, you got something on. I'm like, what's going on, Lena? Oh, nothing. Just finding out about the taxable implications on the PBS. Okay, cool.
And then I leave the office with a fried brain.
Yeah.
I'm going to go accountants.
Oh, receptionists.
Really?
Oh. 160,600 receptionists.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it, that there'd be
it
more
does.
Receptionists?
Just, we're about a little shy of 160,000 for accountants, 158,000 accountants.
It's very close. Okay.
Which country works more hours per week on average? Is it Australia or the US? What do you think? Who works harder? Is it us? Or is it?
But working more hours does not mean you're working harder. You could be sitting on the job.
You've got management written all over you. Hey, Lena, I need a pay rise. I worked really hard this week. Yeah, did you?
Didn't you see all those stories get out? man, I don't know. I'm going to say,
Australia or the US?
I'm going to say the US. It's really hard.
If it helps you out at all, both these countries beat New Zealand.
Okay.
Bunch of slackers
in
New Zealand.
Yeah.
They work an average of 33 hours per week, according 33? To their census data. Yeah,
wow.
I'm moving to New Zealand.
Wow. Well, they do say 38 should be the maximum. But I'm going to go US. I'm going to solidify US.
No, it's us.
I am so shocked by that.
Average of 38 hours per week. The United States, 34.
What?
Hours per week.
Oh.
New Zealand, 33. Mexico, 42.
Oh, gosh.
Not moving there anytime soon.
No. Wow. I'm surprised by that. I'm shocked.
1 out of 3 in the higher or lower game. We'll
need to do more research.
We'll play it again next week.
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
We got to chat about an unusual Guinness World Record being broken overnight, which is really unusual. But this is why I've always said we've got the most intelligent audience that listen to 92.9, because our brain starter this morning is the most widely used font in the world is what? Michael has said surely it would be the script that the Chinese language is written in, because obviously that would be the largest population in the world that would therefore translate into the most widely used font. I mean, the
deep.
That's very deep for this Friday morning, Michael. You'd be the life of the party this evening. If I was having a party, I don't even know if I'd send you an invite, Michael. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, harsh.
If you're having a dinner party, you would.
Yeah, very true. That's it. That's it. Exactly. Deep and meaningful discussion about the Chinese language. I love that. I think I meant most widely used, I guess, English font in the world. So, you know, English settings in Word, not Chinese. It's not Calibri either. It's not Comic Sans. That was
Comic Sans.
There was a thing a couple of years ago. There was like a group that was like anti-Comic Sans.
Yeah,
like
it's silly font.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a bit of fun. Come on. I was like, you're taking this. Let us have our fun.
Yeah, okay.
This typography group came out and said, every single rule of font and calligraphy, it breaks, so therefore it should. I don't care about your. Piss off with your rules. And just let us have some fun, okay? You've got all these other fonts that tickle the boxes. I have one that doesn't and we can use
it. It's not font-related per se, but you know the PowerPoint trend where it was like you did all the multicolor stuff. You did it on PowerPoint back in the day.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Comic Sans. Comic Sans and them go in the same box. Should not be used, in my opinion.
Yeah, was it word art?
Yeah, that.
Word art, yeah. Yes. Yeah, word art. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I haven't used it in so long, forget the name of it.
Hey, an American rock music fan has obliterated a Guinness World Record for the most music concerts he attended in 1 year. What do you think would be a record-breaking number? When
you
think
asking me these
a
questions.
World record, but this isn't a game, just when you think world record for most concerts, what number do you have in your head? What number do you have in your head?
For a year.
For a year, yeah, for a 12-month period. When I first saw this headline, I was thinking like 150 wouldn't be too far out of the question.
Well, because you spoke to me about this off air and I did think about it a little bit. I reckon 300, over 300.
300.
Because there's 365 days in a year.
Yes.
You could realistically maybe go to a concert every single day. But there may be days like a Monday where there is no concert, so you have to double up on a Saturday or a Sunday or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go over 300. Can I say that?
How about if I told you you could get a world record for the most music concerts attended in 1 year with the number 86?
Stop it. What?
That's serious. This guy, Joshua Beck, attended 86 gigs last year and has now got the Guinness World Record for the most gigs ever held in 1 year. It's all his. And he broke a record as well. He broke a previous record. So this isn't like a new record where he's the first genius to think this up. He broke a previous record by, I think, 65. He saw that and went, that's easy. I could beat that. And then beat it with a lame 86. This guy's getting poo-canned on Facebook even. A disgruntled Facebook user wrote, that is laughable. 86 shows. So many people I know do plenty more than that this year, year after year after year.
If you work in the industry, surely you can break that.
Yeah.
You can break that record. I honestly was thinking it's going to be like extreme. I'm so underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed by this statistic.
He attended 56 gigs in the final 5 months of the year to take his total tally to 86. This roughly equates to one concert every 4.2 days or just over 7 concerts a month. That's...
You could head down to the Tamworth town.
Yeah.
And you could go in
Tamworth Town.
Sorry, I don't know what I was saying there, but I was like, Tamworth Town.
Yay, oldie Tamworth Town. Yeah.
Sorry, I was lost for words.
I know what you mean. I'm lost for words with this lame attempt at a Guinness World Record.
Go see more gigs in a month.
Yeah.
Can someone from Tamworth please start going out and tallying all the gigs you've gone to just in Tamworth and prove that you can break it just in time by going to gigs in Tamworth? Because I swear you can.
This guy now, Joshua Beck, is working on most amount of concerts in a 12-month period of the same band he's now going to try and break.
Okay, that's cooler. And I reckon that's actually probably going to be more worthy.
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.
This is the best of JB for breakfast.
Only on 92.9.
Postman Pat, and his black and white cat.
Time to check out JB's mailbag. What you're writing into this station from over the week. You can find all our contact details on our website, fm929.com.au. Please, love reading your letter. Michelle from the Lake Keeper Soaring Club's written in. She said, "Hi, JB. My partner was listening to you speak about the Lake Keeper Soaring Club and how JB went for a flight in a glider and loved it. I just wanted to confirm that, yes, we are definitely open, and in fact, we are open 365 days a year, 7 days a week. We would love to see you here again to experience what JB did. Thank you very much for mentioning, Michelle." Hey, Michelle, thank you very much for writing in and letting us know that the Soaring Club is still open. Certainly get out there and check it out. It is just an incredible thing to experience. So thank you. Fred has also written in as well. Thank you very much, Fred. Fred writes, "JB, I know you love a good joke. I came across this the other day and thought I'd share it with you. The joke goes, shortly after a Qantas flight had reached its cruising altitude, the captain announced,
'Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome to flight 293 non-stop from Sydney to Heathrow. The weather ahead is looking good, so we should have a uneventful flight. So sit back, relax, and oh my God!'"
There was silence, and silence again, and then some moments later, the captain came back on the intercom and said,
"Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if I scared you. While I was doing the announcement before, a flight attendant accidentally spilled coffee on my lap. You should see the front of my pants."
And from the back of the plane, an Australian passenger yelled, "Yeah, well, for the love of Jesus, you should see the back of mine."
Too busy sleeping during the week and miss JB? I don't blame you.
Here's some of the best bits now on 92.9.